Blog Talk Radio.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Heavy Woman, B-side to Chaka Khan, Whitney Houston, and all the women in history that have paved the way for us. You're welcome, welcome, welcome to the Queen's Lounge. I'm at the Queen's Lounge, baby. It's Emma E2K, your sexy host. Another week here. I'm privileged and honored to be here. And, you know, it's just a blessing. It's just a blessing to be able to be here, not only on the radio, not only broadcasting to my listening audience, but to be able to have this platform to just give a big, big, fierce nail salute to all the women in history. For those that don't know or are not weren't aware, March, the whole entire month of March, is dedicated to Women's History Month. It's, you know, so if you don't know anything or no history of no woman, and no other time do you feel interested to learn, let it be in March. Let it be in March that you learn all the history of all the women that paved the way for us. You know, when I say us, I mean us, you know, as a nation, as a world. I want to give a big, big shout out to Harriet Tubman and all those that came from that bloodline. You know, she was a humanitarian. She was a spy during the American Civil War, born into slavery. You know, she was a slave, but even with all that, Tubman escaped and subsequently made more than 13 missions to rescue more than 70 slaves using the network of anti-slavery activists and safe houses known as the Underground Railroad. You know, she risked her life a lot of times. She later helped John Brown recruit men for his raid on Harper's Ferry and in the post-war era struggled for women's suffrage. You know, it's a please Google her. Google Harriet Tubman. Learn your history. She was born Araminta Harriet Ross in 1820, and she died, you know, because back then you couldn't really, and not everybody knew when anybody else was born, unfortunately, but she died March 10 of 1913. So, you know, Harriet Tubman, and this today and just right now was your Women's History Month lesson. for those who didn't know, like I said, Google her and really read all about her. It's a lot, you know. So I'm just gonna give just a little bit of each woman that I just want to salute tonight at the Queen's Lounge. And if you have a woman or queen that you feel is making history, have made history in your life, call in, shout her out, 347-826-7722. Let's show her some love, man.
Yeah. tears in your eyes. Of course I want my cake and need it too. I'm a guy, and of course you don't understand. But you would if you thought like a man.
Versace linen got these women blowing kisses. Leaning on my auto, she's so photogenic. Can I take a picture? She my Mona Lisa. Living like a princess in a fairy tale. You know them people up in Barney's show and tell. Benji backing out of Neiman, seen a ponytail. Fly carry yellow diamond, you don't know me well. Penthouse at the Trump, sit on Collins Ave. She caught an attitude, I had to call a cab. You don't understand this altitude, I'm balling at. I'm at the game on the wood, where the owner's at.
So different but the same, boy, you got me everything. Yeah, you show me how to take, you're the only one to play. It's such a shame, yes, you lost.
Racing, dance me, drive me, feel so.
big fierce nail salute to all the women. Today is March, and March is Women's History Month, for those who don't know. The entire month of March, we're saluting all the women that paved the way, that made history. I shouted out Harriet Tubman before the music break, and now I want to salute Sojourner Truth. Sojourner Truth was born under the name of Isabella Bomfrey, and her birthday, well, as we know, back then they had no actual date. Well, they didn't know when they were actually born, but the year she was born was 1797, and the birthplace was Ulster County in New York. So Sojourner Truth was born in 1797 on the Colonel Johannes Hardenberg Estate in Waterkill in Ulster County, a Dutch settlement in upstate New York. Her given name was Isabella Bomfrey, also spelled B-O-M-E-F-R-E-E, so it's Bomfrey. She was one of 13 children born to Elizabeth and James Bomfrey, also slaves on the plantation. She spoke only Dutch until she was sold from her family around the age of 9. Because of the cruel treatment she suffered at the hands of a later master, she learned to speak English quickly, but had Dutch accent for the rest of her life. Google all these women that I'm giving you so you can know their story. Their story is deep. You know, what they contributed is very important, and we all need to learn all our, you know, our women history. So make sure that you learn your history for women and know what they contributed to society, to the world, to what's going on now.
know how to love a woman.
My most highest respect to all my ancestors, all the women in history that have paved the way, past and present. You know, I salute you in this month, Women's History Month. I salute you every day because, you know, I rep the women's movement 24/7. But specifically in March, I definitely salute you. And God bless you and all, everyone that's related in your bloodlines.
You're listening to The Sound.
Just
Peace, peace, everyone that's in the Queen's Lounge and listening and tuning in. I appreciate all the IMs and the Twitter. Make sure you follow Lush Radio Online on the Twitter, on the Facebook. We're Googleable. Just go to Google and type in Lush Radio Online. Also type in Emma E2K as well as E2K Enterprise. And you'll find out all our business because all our business now, you know, full-fledged on the Internet. I want to continue to salute all the women, like I said, that have paved the way for us. This shout-out goes to Jane Edna Hunter, and she founded the Women's Civic League of Cleveland in 1943. She established the Phyllis Whitley Foundation Scholarship Fund. The foundation later established the Jane Edna Hunter Scholarship Fund. She held executive offices in the National Association for Colored Women, which is the NACW. In 1937, she was a nominee for the NAACP Spingarn Medal. She was granted honorary degrees from Fisk University, Allen University in South Carolina, Central State University in Ohio, and the Tuskegee Institute. In 1940, she penned her autobiography, A Nickel and a Prayer. So definitely, you know, this history month for the women in history goes out to Jane Edna Hunter. You know, Google all the names I'm giving you and, you know, broaden your history in your mind about the women that have paved the way. You know, all these women, all these wonderful, wonderful women, you know, of all descent and of all genres that have paved the way. And not only for other women, but they paved the way for men, you know? So don't get it twisted by any means thinking that it's just the things that the women have done in history only benefit the women. They benefit women, yes, grant that. But they've also benefited their seeds and, you know, the women's seeds that have been men as well, you know? So anything that empowers and benefits the woman, it affects the whole household. It affects everyone, you know, the world, their community, them stepping out and stepping forward and not being afraid gave a chance, you know, for a lot of people to be able to do what they do now. So, I mean, that's wonderful and a beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, again, you know, this is what the topic is about today. I wanted some people to call in just to put their input, you know, but nevertheless, I'm every woman and I am a reflection of you. So if you're listening, I'm a reflection of you and I'm always going to rep for you, my queen sisters. I'm always going to rep for you. Me, Beyonce, we all going to rep because I was here and everybody will know when I'm gone that I was here. And all my sisters, they were here. They were here.
Until I die and know that I am something else.
Yes, yes, they were here, all these wonderful women that I'm paying tribute to. It's just so many, it's impossible for me to even touch the surface on all the important women and all the history that we have. So, I mean, it's just amazing. It's just amazing to be, you know, to be called a woman and all the women before me. I mean, it's just amazing. I want to give a big shout out now to Juliet Gordon Law, which is spelled L-O-W. And she's the one that started the Girl Scout of America. So, you know, peace and shout out to her. Born Juliet McGill Kinsey Gordon, she was called Daisy from the beginning. Growing up, she was educated in all the finest boarding schools and exhibited aptitude in sculpting and an interest in animals. When she was about 25 years old, Juliet had an ear infection, which was treated with silver nitrate. This damaged her ear and caused her to lose a great deal of her hearing in that ear. You know, she went on to marry William McKay Willie Lowe, a British heir. During the ceremony, a grain of wedding rice lodged in her good ear and became infected. When the doctor attempted to remove the rice, it damaged the nerves in her ear and caused total deafness in that ear. So for most of their 19 years of marriage, the Lowes resided in Willie's native Great Britain. Although they frequent many social events, the union ultimately became unhappy as Willie took to drinking and philandering. Mm-hmm. They were in the process of divorce when William McKay Lowe died suddenly of paralysis in 1905. He left the bulk of his estate to his mistress, leaving Daisy quite dejected. She spent the next several years globetrotting through Europe and India. And while attending a luncheon in England in 1911, she met Lord Robert Baden Powell, founder of the British Boy Scouts, through whom she became keenly interested in the scouting movement. During the year, she organized a troop of Girl Guides, the female equivalent of the Boy Scouts, among poor girls at her estate at Glenlyon, Scotland, and then founded two more troops in London. Then on March 12, 1912, they established the first troop of Girl Guides in the United States in her native Savannah. Through her steadfast promotion and the movement grew rapidly, became the Girl Scouts of America in 1913. The organization was incorporated in 1915 with the national headquarters at Washington, D.C., with Daisy serving as president until 1920 when she was bestowed the rightful title of founder. So, you know, shout out to Juliet Gordon Lowe that although she went through all that, she's the one that made sure, you know, the reason why you buy Girl Scout cookies now. So, and the Girl Scout cookies are good. They're expensive, but they're good, you know. It's for a worthy cause. Anyway, shout out to all the women that have paid the way.
Radioonline.com.
Salute, my queen. Salute, my woman. Salute. please take your time this month of March, which is Women's History Month, and learn your history with the women. Big, big salute and shout out to Rosa Parks. You know, I wanted to salute several, you know, a couple women that, the famous women that everybody knows, but women that nobody's even heard of that have made history and are part of, you know, this world functioning the way it does. So take your time, man. Google Women's History Month, Women in History, and just learn your history, man, and just be proud. Shout out to all my queen sisters. If you're feeling like you have no purpose, read the story in these women, you know, that felt they had no purpose neither and created history. Be a history maker. Be a history maker. Make your story her story. You get it? You know, like he says his story. Well, make her story your story. Be a history maker. Peace out from the Queen's Lounge. You already know I'm making my history. See you next week.